prosecutors talk tough. Thomas DiBiagio, the U.S. attorney from Maryland, is talking tough about Nathaniel Heatwohl, the 20-year-old student at a Quaker college who's been charged with carrying concealed weapons, box cutters, bleach, and matches that he somehow snuck onto six airplane flights. But Mr. Heatwohl is cooperating with investigators. In fact, a month ago, he sent the Transportation Security Administration an email telling them exactly where he had concealed those items, along with his name, address, and phone number. But the TSA took no action for 3 weeks. Nathaniel Heatwohl says he considers himself a pacifist who undertook acts of civil disobedience to improve security for all travelers. But U.S. Attorney DiBiagio says this was a crime. This was a very foolish and dangerous act. He raises a sound concern. What if someone who doesn't share Mr. Heatwohl's pacifism had found those box cutters, bleach, and matches aboard an airplane? Might have been like placing a loaded gun into somebody's hands. If Mr. Heatwohl is sincere, he knows he must be willing to pay the price for civil disobedience. Thoreau, Gandhi, and Martin Luther King willingly stood trial and even served time. But does the U.S. government really want to put Nathaniel Heatwohl on trial? This week, the Transportation Security Administration blamed the computer software that reads the 5,000 messages they receive each day for not identifying Nathaniel Heatwohl's message as a threat. They said, "Our software ate his letter." Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge said that TSA staff therefore didn't see any imminent threat in Nathaniel Heatwohl's note. And yet Mr. Heatwohl is being prosecuted for what the U.S. attorney calls a dangerous act. Now, the Transportation Security Administration has a demanding and often thankless job. There has not been a successful terrorist action aboard a U.S. aircraft since September 11, 2001. The TSA may deserve much credit for that. But does a U.S. attorney really want to try Nathaniel Heatwohl before a jury that may be filled with citizens who are tired of sending letters and emails to the Internal Revenue Service, Social Security, and Medicare, or banks, health plans, and airlines that never get a response? U.S. travelers have accepted biding their time in long lines and stripping themselves down to their skivvies in a public place. But their good spirits may go flat if they believe that the people enforcing those rules can't recognize a security breach when it's emailed to them. Nathaniel Heatwohl may have acted recklessly or foolishly and illegally, but so far he has accepted responsibility for his actions. He hasn't said, "The software made me do it."
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away.